Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, welcome to 2024. We are back. We are live. It is the Wednesday edition, and we are glad to be here. We're glad that you're there. We have so many things to talk about and start off with this morning. Kyle Warren with you, and it is a pleasure to be back. It certainly is. As I said, Wednesday morning edition is here, is upon us, and I hope that you enjoyed the New Year's holiday and the time off, the holidays in general, Christmas time, and of course, the New Year's celebrations. Everything seems to have gone very, very well. We didn't have any issues, it would appear, in Times Square, as we were talking about last week, so I'm very gratified by that. And of course, also though, our thoughts and our prayers are going out to our friends in Japan who suffered the terrible earthquake on New Year's Day. We understand that as of now, it looks like some 55 people were killed. 7.6 magnitude quake on January the 1st. All kinds of damage, especially in the town where it seemed to be centered, a town called Suzu, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Has just about 5,000 households in it, we understand. 90% of those houses may have been completely destroyed, according to reports. And of course, again, our thoughts and prayers go out to our friends in Japan and here in Southern California, where we originate from here. We kind of have some idea what a 7.6 quake can feel like, but definitely the damage that we're seeing is just terrible. Luckily, there was not a major tsunami as we saw many years ago, but at the same time, it is just a very, very tragic situation. And again, our thoughts and prayers are with our friends in Japan as we begin the program this morning. Well, once again, folks, it is Wednesday. We're back, and we had some good time off, but it is a new year. As I said, it is a new opportunity. It's a new day. It's all those factors that go into the anticipation during the holidays. You get a chance to kind of relax a little bit, hopefully, you kind of reflect a little bit. But here we are. It's upon us, 2024, and it is going to be, I believe, folks, a bright year. We, of course, have the election coming up. We're going to be talking about that, obviously. And we're going to, I think, see some very, very good things in terms of what the American people are going to be expecting from this election. I think we're going to have a lot more information than we ever had in 2020, especially about Biden and company and the Democrat campaign. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be an uphill slog. There's just no doubt about that. But we're going to be here, and we're going to be doing our thing. You're going to be doing your thing. And I'm just glad that we have this opportunity. So once again, folks, here we are, 2024. It's time to hit the ground running. And let's start that, shall we? I don't even know where to start, to be honest. But I do know this, though. There's going to be a who's who list in 2024, okay? I think you know where I'm going with this. Yes, I think there's going to be a who's who list of 2024. We could talk about who's who list of 2023, but 20, that's very good. And I think that the administration really was becoming backed into a corner because, as we were talking about on the program yesterday, we now know that the shipping costs and other associated costs, and yes, inflation going along with it,
are certainly being affected by the problems in the Red Sea, because these shipping companies have to take the long way around. It extends days and days and days. It costs a lot of money, not to mention the fact that having this situation develop just, again, creates this this notion that, well, we're not going to be sailing through there. We can't do this anymore. And also, even a bigger issue is that nobody's doing anything about it other than saying, well, it's, you know, bad. But at the very least, something has happened, and so we will see what comes of this. The strikes came shortly after the White House called a lid on President Biden's engagements for the evening, as he was not expected to discuss the matter publicly. Now, normally, you know, you would think that a president might do such a thing, especially because he's committed our forces to go in and attack something that everybody sort of knows about, is talking about, and so forth. It would be, you know, presidential, maybe, to go out and talk a little bit. Just make, even just make a statement. You don't even have to take any questions. Just go out and read off the teleprompter, because I'm going to tell you that the, not just the American people, but the foes of the American people need to be able to see the American president standing there and saying, you know, the following words, whatever, what we just had in the statement. He could come out and say that. But at any rate, that's my level of criticism for this. But obviously, too, this strike occurs during the time as well that Lloyd Austin, this whole Lloyd Austin issue has been going on. And again, it just, you don't want to come off and seem like, you know, it's the gang that can't shoot straight, or we don't really know what's happening, and we're having a difficult time finding our people. And by the way, Peter Doocy strikes again at the White House press briefing room. When we come back, we'll hear that, because he asks Karine Jean-Pierre, where has the president been? It's all, you know, I'm telling you, are you getting tired of this game of where's Waldo? We started that late last week with where's Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin? Now, of course, if the president goes incommunicado for any reason, that's always something to worry about. I'm telling you, folks, it just gets weirder and weirder, doesn't it? But you know what? Here on the Friday edition of the program, we're going to cut through the weird. That's what we're doing. That's what we do. And we're glad that you're along with us. And we're glad to be there for you. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with a lot more to talk about here on this Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Friday edition, and we're glad to be with you this morning, of course, as we continue to race through and rocket through this Friday edition of the program. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. What a week, hasn't it been? It really has been. We've got so many different things that have happened that's been going on, not the least of which, of course, is where was the Secretary of Defense? That's actually a really good question. But I'll tell you this much, folks. I do think, oh, and we had, of course, Chris Christie drop out of the race. We had, all these different things happen. And now we've got the attack on the Houthis. And as I mentioned in the intro, and I do want to tell you about Karine Jean-Pierre here in just a moment. But as I mentioned in the intro, of course, the Saudis are now asking for restraint. This from Reuters. Saudi Arabia called for restraint and quote, avoiding escalation in light of the airstrikes launched by the United States and Britain against sites linked to the Houthi movement in Yemen, the kingdom's foreign ministry said on Friday. Saudi Arabia, which has in recent months engaged in peace talks with Yemen's Houthis, was closely monitoring the situation with, quote, great concern, the foreign ministry said in a statement. The kingdom emphasizes the importance of maintaining the security and the stability of the Red Sea region as freedom of navigation in its international demand, the ministry added. The Houthi movement, an Iran-lined group that controls much of Yemen after nearly a decade of war against a Western-backed and Saudi-led coalition, has emerged as a strong supporter of the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas in its war against Israel. Well, that's I guess you could put it that way. Yeah, I suppose. I guess you could do that. The group has been attacking commercial ships, it says, are linked to Israel or bound for Israeli ports. The chief negotiator for the Houthis, Mohammed Abdul Salam, said on Thursday, the group's attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea do not threaten its peace talks with Saudi Arabia. Okay, well, whatever. But I got to tell you, this again is one of those times when you need to be able to take a stand and say, this is, you know, in other words, what does it take for the international community to bind together and say, and just have, you know, speak with one voice on something? You know, the closest that we're getting to that, and I, this is really terrible, the closest that we're getting to that is the idea that Israel is somehow, you know, the aggressor here. It brought the attacks upon itself. It made everything, you know, happen to it. And it's, you know, painful to live and terrible to live in Gaza. And so what do you expect? Well, you can just expect October 7th. And that, my friends, is kind of going a little, you know, far afield, don't you think? I think it is. All right. So I think, yeah, I think we might have this this audio clip from the White House press briefing room. This is Peter Doocy strikes again. The other day, he asked John Kirby, how do we believe anything from the government anymore? And I know that's, I can hear you out there. Yes, of course, yes, we do. We don't. How could we for so long? But in his context, he was saying that, you know, now that Lloyd Austin was able to sort of disappear, and of course we wish him well, that's not the issue, but he could disappear and we don't know where, nobody knows where he is, you know, and what happens if something else occurs? Obviously, this airstrike had to have been in the works for some time. You know, they don't just, you know, take off willy-nilly and fly over there and start bombing stuff. It's a very exacting business. And especially if you have time to plan, then you take that time so you can make sure that the whole thing goes off the way that it should, with, you know, no casualties for our side. And that's everybody comes home. So Lloyd Austin must have been working on this. Somebody did, you know, in other words, who was going to pick up the ball on this if Lloyd Austin was still under anesthesia, or maybe wasn't recovering well, or had to be sedated or resting or whatever, or just not able to fulfill his duties, understandably, because he had this huge medical problem? You know, we get that. But what we don't get is that even the deputy secretary, you know, perhaps so she knew about it, but she didn't know that Lloyd Austin was out of pocket. And even the president didn't know Lloyd Austin was out of pocket until much later. So I do think that this is, you know, very important stuff. And Karine Jean-Pierre gets a question from Peter Doocy along those kinds of same lines. But let's listen in to what he had to say. And then you're going to love this. You're going to love what she says. Because like a good messenger, she simply goes back to the message. In other words, I'm beginning to wonder that we could ask these people anything. And you know what we're going to get back? We're going to get back, we're protecting democracy. That's what we're going to get back. Okay, so let's listen in to Karine Jean-Pierre and Peter Doocy at the White House Press Briefing.
Thank you. President Biden has not had any events at the White House in the new year, and he's been kept from public view for 3 full days now. Why?
The president had a 3-day swing, went to 4 states in the new year. He went to, just recently, he went to Pennsylvania, Valley Forge, where he gave a really impactful, important remarks on our democracy, protecting our democracy, ahead of January 6th. What we saw in 2011 on January 6th was an attack on our democracy, and he went out there and he spoke to the American people. It was very well received, and this is something that he's going to continue to do. If you went to, obviously, he was in Delaware, and then he went to South Carolina, also gave another impactful speech on our democracy and our freedoms, and then he went to Texas to honor a former congresswoman, EBJ, who recently passed away, and he went there to pay his respect. So the president did a three-day swing. He went to 4 states. He's been out there. He's been able to talk directly to the American people, and we think that's really important. Tomorrow, He's going to be in Allentown, and you heard from Lael, where he's going to talk about small businesses, how important, especially in Allentown, that's been 15 million applications in 3 years. That's a record record number.
Okay,
because it's
stop,
important.
Stop right there. Okay, so, again, I told you, the president had a three-day swing. He went to four states. And I just saw recently went to Pennsylvania, Valley Forge. He gave a really impactful, important remarks on our, what? Our democracy. Folks, I'm telling you, if you can just set your watch by it, you absolutely know for sure that these, the Democrat Party elite and the far left, they are simply going to harp on this until kingdom come. This is, at least for now, barring something else that happens, this is the message. This is what they're going to be talking about. This is why they're going to get up in the morning and go out on the campaign trail. Every single thing has to do with protecting democracy. Why? I guess because of Donald Trump, right? But here's the thing. You know, what if Trump, you know, dropped out of the race? Just what if he did? What if he was barred from the ballot? Guess what? I don't think this message would change all that much. I really do think that they would continue on this route to simply say, if you don't vote for us, if you don't support us, then you are against our democracy, or you are part of those who would be insurgent against our country. And that, my friends, this is really scary stuff, because sometimes when you get a group that says, we are the only ones who have all the truth, we are the only ones, in other words, come to our meetings because we are the only ones who have all the truth, right? And so you set yourself up. If somebody else asks a question, if somebody else points out an inconsistency, well, guess what? Then you're anti-truth. You're on the outside, and you could possibly be an enemy at that point. See, this is how these kinds of things work. So it's not just big lie strategy. It's not just some of these different things. It is a concerted effort here to set up the Democrat Party elite as the owners of the democracy, right? And I know we're a constitutional republic, of course, but they use it as a colloquialism. I can say that three times fast. They use it as such, as a catch-all phrase. But what it's designed to do, it's designed to make you think, wow, you know, what do you mean? In our democracy? You mean I wouldn't be able to vote anymore? Or maybe stuff would start getting done to me that I wouldn't have a say in? Or maybe there would just be some kind of way of running roughshod over everything, like energy and transportation and the economy and taxes and stuff like that? Well, guess what? Isn't that exactly what the Democrat Party elite actually want to do? Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump took part in a town hall last night with Fox News. Meanwhile, he plans to personally address the court during closing arguments in his civil business fraud trial in New York, a rare move approved by Judge Arthur Engoron. The final Republican debate also taking place before voters in Iowa head to the polls next week. Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley taking the stage. Someone needs to tell former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie that the mic is always hot. The former GOP candidate did announce that he was suspending his campaign for president while he was in New Hampshire yesterday. However, he made comments before he made that announcement about Nikki Haley and about how she was, quote, going to get smoked, unquote. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
From Wally, who's in Tampa. Wally says Joe Biden has done more damage in 3 years than any other president has done in 2 terms. I think you're right, Wally. I really do. And yes, this is where Joe Biden may have even surpassed his former boss and mentor, Barack Obama, right? Yes, but thank you so much, Wally. I appreciate the message, and you're making us smile this morning because most definitely, you are correct. Once again, folks, welcome back to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. Great pleasure to be with you as we continue through this Wednesday edition of the program. Now, let me tell you this. We've got a great song lined up. Coming up in the next section for the Trucker Traveler Report. And, you know, we had the final song we played for 2023, and that was going to be The Call, right? Let the Day Begin. And, I was, you know, we were trying to think what are the first songs to play for 2024. And I think you'll be happy with that. So definitely stick around because you want to hear the song next hour. And of course, also, you know, we are going to talk about probably a little bit more next hour about the Harvard president, Claudine Gay, has now resigned from Harvard. Say it isn't so. I mean, amid, of course, the continuing plagiarism scandal, you know, it's almost to the point now where it's like you just can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's you know, like your favorite show or something like that, and the writers come in and they say, okay, this is a whole different thing. You're the president of Harvard. Okay, and then they're going to have this whole big thing, which is obviously a very serious problem, about the war in Israel and how this played on the Harvard campus amongst students and amongst groups and amongst other Ivy League universities and amongst other big-time higher education universities, things like that. And then in the middle of the whole thing, The Harvard president is going to be found out for plagiarism. Well, we'll talk about it right now. How about that? We'll just talk a little bit about it right now. Harvard president Claudine Gay, this from Breitbart, resigned on Tuesday following anti-Semitism scandals at the Ivy League University, a disastrous congressional testimony, yeah, and scores of plagiarism allegations being unearthed in recent months. Her six-month tenure marks the shortest tenure in Harvard's history. Gay's resignation, just 6 months and 2 days into her presidency, makes her tenure as president the shortest, as we just said, according to a report by the Harvard Crimson. According to a letter released by the Harvard Corporation Provost and Chief Academic Officer Alan M. Garber, who will take over as interim president, Gay informed the Harvard community of her resignation in an email that says it has been frightening to be subjected to personal attacks and threats fueled by racial animus. And she has a very long letter that she wrote. You know, it's sometimes interesting to me that especially when something like this comes out, you know, the controversies in and of themselves are huge. Right. They're almost unnavigable, but in the way that this is all played out, as I said, and people across the country are just absolutely boggled by the idea that anti-Semitism, and I think they're outraged, I think also, too, it's just outrageous what we've seen happening on these campuses, that, again, it's just been, you know, fair game to say and to call for the very worst kinds of things when it comes to our Jewish friends, Jewish students, Jewish citizens. This is not cool. And it is absolutely, and it's un-American, by the way, too. And unfortunately, and we see these kinds of things. We see the things online, or people will make statements, and it's just terrible. Somehow, Israel will finally get what it deserves, and this kind of thing, and Israel's the problem. I mean, this is exactly talking points from Hamas 101, right? Remember, go out there and say Israel's the problem. Go out there and say, if we just eliminate Israel, we eliminate all of our problems. Remember to go out there and say that it's the Jewish people who have caused all these problems. You know, you see the pattern developing there. And it's really heartbreaking, and it's outrageous, and it's infuriating to see these kinds of things. But on top of all of that, it's interesting to me that, again, now this Harvard, now ex-Harvard president, you know, is being found out for these kinds of deceptions, you know, through plagiarism. And then, of course, the long letter is another kind of smokescreen for all that stuff. You would think that if that was really the case, and it had been uncovered about about these deceptions that had occurred, that she would just kind of go, okay, a brief statement, you know, I resigned from Harvard effective immediately, this kind of thing. But, of course, nope, that's not it. Because, remember, it's all just a platform. Right now, you're just going to use your platform and for better or for worse. No matter if you're just in the wrong. Well, no, I'm still going to go out there. I'm still going to use my platform. I'm still going to blame it on something else. it's really crazy. The Breitbart article continues. The Harvard Corporation released its own statement, which echoes Gay's claims of racist attacks.
And then they quote the letter, which is also incredibly long. The Harvard president's resignation comes nearly 3 months after the October 7th Hamas terrorist attacks in Israel, to which Harvard's leadership failed to properly respond after more than 30 of its students' groups signed a pro-terror statement blaming Israel for the attack against itself. You know, one of the things that when you get out in the marketplace of ideas, right? One of the things, or just not even just the marketplace of ideas, just life, you know, and somebody has, they make some statement. Well, and of course, now I'm getting ahead of myself because stuff that people say doesn't always make sense, right? I mean, you're kind of left wondering. But, you know, that is the worst possible argument to be made. And because it doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't, I mean, it has words, right? You know, it has words and it has an accusation and it has, you know, syntax and all this other stuff, right? So it looks like a communication, but it's not. It's just another agenda. And so no matter what, Hamas attacks Israel, does these grisly things. Well, ergo, Israel caused this. It's Israel's fault. Again, go back to the Hamas talking points 101. Israel is the problem. Eliminating Israel eliminates all problems. And on it goes. But again, they failed to take any action after the 30 student groups signed pro-terror statement. The university initially responded by issuing a vague, generic statement in which Harvard failed to counter or even mention its student groups in question. After nationwide backlash, Gay finally issued a follow-up statement trying to distance the school from the students who signed the pro-terror statement. You know, it would seem to me that you would do this. I mean, in other words, it never should have gotten to this point. We should be able to refute and to denounce and to distance ourselves from ridiculous and harebrained and really hurtful and terrible, insert your adjective here, kinds of statements. Automatically. You shouldn't have to have a meeting in the conference room about something like that, right? I'm just saying. After that, Harvard issued a third statement lecturing the public about the importance of free speech, which many found ironic given that Harvard was named 2023's worst school for free speech. To make matters worse, Gay, along with the presidents of the University of Pennsylvania and MIT, delivered a disastrous December 5th testimony before Congress regarding anti-Semitism. During the congressional hearing, the presidents infamously declined to say whether advocating for the genocide of Jews is permissible on campus. Days later, University of Pennsylvania President Liz McGill resigned. I'm telling you, folks, you know, I'm just going to say this, and I guess maybe this is the ironic thing. This whole thing has perhaps been a lesson, at least an object lesson to some of these higher-ups, right? I don't know that they're really going to take it to heart anytime soon. But at the very least, the backlash that was seen was the proper backlash for this. And it's not about free speech, because the answer to speech is more speech. And so they're going to lecture us about that when we're the ones putting out more speech, speech that is not calling for genocide.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help.
I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good advice. Always good advice. Tell her about it, right? Little Billy Joel bringing us in here on the fourth segment of the program. Hour number one. Yeah, almost in the books. Just another few minutes here. Of course, we're going to take a listen to a great song this morning, as is our tradition, to, you know, kind of keep you going, keep you up, keep you moving across the country, keep you driving, keep you working, whatever it is that you're doing out there this morning. We're really glad that you're spending time with us. And by the way, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be back with you here on this Wednesday edition of the program. We're going to take a look at the weather here in just a moment. But first, we're going to take a listen. And, you know, this is a kind of a, not, I don't want to say a sleeper, but it's definitely not something that you hear a lot of. You hear a lot of other songs by Eddie Money, but this one is called Shaken, and it's a little more rare for Eddie Money, so let's check it out.
Yeah.
All right, Eddie Money. Hey, shaking. Shaking here on this Wednesday morning. I'll tell you what, I think it was on, I want to say Saturday morning. I think it was Saturday morning. I think we were shaken in Southern California. There was a 4.6 earthquake out near a place called Rancho Cucamonga. And it's just out down the 15 freeway out there. It's kind of before you get, I think, to the 215, I believe, you know, kind of before you start heading up Cajon Pass. But it was centered there. It was 4.6. And I actually did feel it over here in Orange County. So actually did feel it. And things, you just kind of felt it sway a little bit. Or airline, because I'll tell you, there can be some real, real bad storms and snow, 12 inches in some areas, we understand. So this is definitely, definitely something that this is a red alert if you're going to be traveling. Here we go. This from AccuWeather. A major storm will strike 13 states in the Midwest with travel stopping blizzard conditions and temperatures forecast to crash into the teens, single digits, and even below zero. Time is quickly running out to gear up for a powerful storm with blizzard conditions headed for the Central Plains to the Great Lakes region on Friday into Saturday. Those living in the storm's path will want to prepare, as AccuWeather meteorologists warning that the storm has the potential to shut down travel due to heavy snow accumulation, strong winds, excessive blowing and drifting snow, and plummeting temperatures. A weak disturbance will affect the Midwest with areas of light snow and flurries on Thursday, but a new major storm is coming just 3 to 4 days after a big winter storm hit much of the region. Not only will motorists be at risk of becoming stranded in the new storm due to accidents and rapid snow accumulation, but frigid air and brutal winds could create dangerous and life-threatening AccuWeather real field temperatures for people and animals caught outdoors. Snowfall rates during the height of the storm will approach 1 to 2 inches per hour in some areas. A storm that is poised to become stronger and much colder than the massive storm that hit the central United States from Monday to Tuesday was progressing quickly southward through the interior west at midweek. As the storm turns the corner and heads northward over the southern plains on Thursday night and Friday, strengthening process will begin with the vengeance. And, of course, we're starting to see that very thing, right? So this is a big deal, folks. So you definitely want to pay attention and make sure that you are prepared for this. In fact, even in the state of Michigan, where they're expecting part of this major storm to be, we understand, and I've got some extended family there. They said that people are just clearing the shelves out at the supermarkets and places, trying to prepare for that because they know they may have to stay indoors for quite some time. But right now, let's take a look at where some of the snow is actually falling. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's falling in Nebraska. If you're near Lexington, Grand Island, through Lincoln, Omaha, Des Moines, Iowa, over towards Davenport as well. Mostly a lot through the state of Illinois. Lots and lots of snow, especially as you head in the northern parts of Illinois. But as you head south, it's going to turn rain to snow. Then it's also going to have heavy and moderate rain as you're going through the state of Missouri as well right now. Lots and lots of lightning strikes. We see this now on our radar maps. It's kind of, as I've been mentioning, it's a kind of a cool addition that we can tell you about. Lots of lightning north of Memphis and kind of heading out in the band of rain that sort of down skirts through Arkansas down into Paris, Texas. And then right now, sort of smack dab between Dallas and Tyler, Texas, where we see a lot of that rain falling. So you definitely want to be careful with that. Our friends in Seattle, you've got snow. It looks like it's falling all around. Also down east of Portland, Oregon, as well, you've got some snow. And you've got a little bit of rain near Salem, Oregon, as you come down Interstate 5 this morning. So you definitely want to be aware of that. And that's what we're seeing in terms of what's happening on the radar
for this. But again, these the storm, especially through the Midwest, is going to be really, really bad. Hard freeze warnings in southern Arizona this morning. We've also got a freeze watch in the southern California Central Valley. So you want to be aware of that. Also, winter storm warnings all through the Pacific Northwest. We've got wind chill warnings as well for our friends near Missoula, Montana. Wind chill warnings there are going on. Let's see. Winds gusting as high as 35 miles an hour. Wind chills as low as 35 degrees below zero. So nothing to sneeze at there. Wind chill warnings also over near Rapid City, South Dakota. It looks like we've got wind chill warnings to Casper, Wyoming, down towards Cheyenne as well. Winter storm warnings through Denver. We got a wind chill watch that's pretty much going to follow down I-25 to the east of I-25 through Colorado, but a winter storm warning, avalanche advisories, and that's west of Denver heading out I-70. So you want to be aware of that as well. So this is, you know, right now we're seeing almost the entire United States covered in some kind of winter weather advisory, winter storm watch. This is a really, really big deal, folks. So as I said again, you want to make sure if you are out there, you want to make sure that you're checking in with your airline, looking ahead, looking at the weather reports, because you don't want to get caught and you don't want to get in a bad situation. So definitely, 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 we want you to get there in one piece. All right, folks, heading up to the top of the hour. When we come back, we are going to, of course, continue 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine this morning. And we will see you on the other side of the break. Kyle Warren with you. And we are coming right back, I promise.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.